Hello, this is Gail Gower coming to you with
Radio.
And I would like to talk to you tonight about feeling inadequate. First, let's go to the Lord in a little bit of prayer and see what he would speak through me tonight. Father God, we just come before you, and Lord, we just ask your blessings and favor upon this program. Father, I just ask that your words go out and reach the world, and that, Lord, that they open up the people's hearts and minds to receive what you have for them to hear. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I wanted to talk about feeling inadequate, because this is something that I deal with all the time, especially as being a person who writes, but being bad with grammar, I just have the feeling of insecurity and being inadequate in what I do. And I'm not sure why the Lord brought this into my life, but it's just something that I have to go to him and ask him to just help me through this. And I found the scripture in 1 Corinthians 12. It's 12 through 20. It says, just as a body, though one has many parts, but all of its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, we are all given the one spirit. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being a part of the body. If the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? Or if the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the part in the body, every one of them, as he wanted them to be, for they are all one part. Where would the body be? There is many parts, but one body. Then in 1 Corinthians 12:27, it tells us, now you are the body of Christ, and each of you is a part of it. That lets me know that even though I'm feeling inadequate and I might be insecure about what I might do, I'm still important to the body of Christ. And even though I'm not necessarily an important pastor or a teacher who teaches a large crowd, I still am part of the body of Christ. And so each one of us, even though we might not be speakers, we are the hands and feet of Jesus, because we go out into the community and we reach the people that are in the communities that are lost and hurting, and we can go out and be part of them and their lives and reach them for Jesus. So what do you do when you're trying to do something right, but everything seems to go wrong? Well, I had a situation a couple of years ago that I'll tell you about, and of course, you know, I also wrote about it too, but it just made me feel so insecure and inadequate, because I had just started leading the women's Bible studies at my church on Monday nights, and I'm not sure if this happened during the first or second Bible study, but I had a lady who was assisting me with the sound system. Because the sound system that we had, I was back in the youth area, children's church, it was one of those huge soundboards with rows of knobs and buttons and lights and levers, and I hated that thing. I had been shown how to use it. I was told how to use it. I had written instructions on how to use it, but I still hated it. I could get it to work, but every time I got the thing to work, it was like, thank you, Jesus. It came on by accident, because it was just so big and overwhelming to me, and I'm not an electronics person. If I get the DVD player to work, that's a really good thing for me. So I had operated the soundboard before, but I really wanted someone who was experienced to run it. Well, every week whenever she would show up, I would just say, thank you, Jesus. But, of course, as it went, one night she called and she couldn't make it in. And so I was like, well, how far are you away? I'll come get you. Whatever you need me to do, just please get here. I can't run the sound system. And she just said, I'm so sorry. I just can't make it tonight. And so she walked me through how to get the sound system started up. Well, there's two remotes. One of them is black and one of them was white. and one of them operated one thing, and one of them operated another. So she led me through the whole system of starting it up and which remote I had to point at which certain thing, which button. And she said, now on the white remote, press the green button or blue button, whichever one, and the sound came on, but the picture would not. So then we went through the steps. We shut it all down. And then we went through the steps, and we started it all back up. The sound would come on, but the picture would not. And all the ladies were arriving for Bible study. It was time for it to start, and I was just feeling just panic coming over me. So I called the gentleman who runs the electronics for our church. He was on a date night with his wife. I totally crashed that, but he helped me to go through the sound system again, take all the steps. Again, we had the sound but no picture. So I finally just had to go before the women and tell them, I'm so sorry, we're just going to have to postpone tonight's Bible study. And they were very, very gracious about it. You know, they understood because, you know, they did not know how to run the sound system either. And so they said, well, it's, you know, it's not a problem. We'll just meet next week. And so I went home, and I was just feeling so insecure about how this had happened. And I ended up writing a rhyme about it. But I will tell you that it turned out that even though I had a black remote that went to one certain item and a white remote that went to the other one, the white remote was not the one that I needed. The one that I needed, somebody had put it in another room. It wasn't even in the area where it was supposed to be. So that's what the problem was. But let me read you what I wrote. It's called Operator Error. Operator Error? How can that be? Operator Error? Surely not me. I have been taught and trained, and then with all I have done, I just can't admit it, but that machine may have won. I used my only option, which was to phone a friend. We went through the operating steps again and again. I called and I listened and I took their advice. I started the machine up at least once or twice. She said to press the blue button is what I should do, but the button on this remote is green. Surely she knew. My mouth wants to say things I know will be a sin, but I just do not want that machine to win. I'm so stressed, my face is in a frown. But if that machine won't work, I will let the class down. Hateful thoughts of that machine are going through my mind. Lord, put a guard on my mouth and help me to be kind. I want to hit it, kick it, or anything else I can do. I want to act like the devil, but God still looked like you. After this, I'll go to Starbucks to give that a try. I need something to cheer me up before I cry. Well, why is it I feel I deserve something when I get upset or mad? At least it's Starbucks, not Dillard's, so Keith will be glad. Now, the machine didn't work right, so what should I do? I'm looking for help, Lord, so I am coming to you. I have gotten another lesson about being so stressed. But what I have learned is that I am really blessed. Now to finish all my notes, I have another week. But God, it is time alone with you that I truly seek. I know in time of trouble, both big and small, I can come to you, God, to take care of them all. So we survived the night of the machine not working. It turned out really, really well. The ladies were very gracious, and we all had a laugh about it the next week after I read them the little rhyme that I had wrote and told them what we had found out, because they came in the next day and they found the correct remote. And so the next week everything worked perfectly, and my assistant was still, she came back to class, thank you Jesus, because I still was not on good terms with that machine. But this just reminded me of how all of our troubles, even though that they are big or small, we need to take them to God in prayer, and he will help us through the trouble, and he will help us on how to handle our trouble. And sometimes it's not the situation that's causing the trouble, but it's how we handle that situation. Because I know that even though the machine was stressing me out, that it was big and intimidating, that I just needed to handle it in a godly way. And it was not a problem with the ladies to come back next week. So I just was able to handle that and take it before the Lord and get another lesson on being stressful and taking things to him. Well, recently I was about to go on vacation, but it was one of those weeks where I was going to be staying at home rather than going somewhere. So I really went before the Lord and I asked him what I could do with my week, because I wanted to accomplish something. I wanted to do some study. I wanted to do some writing. And so I really felt like that the Lord was telling me to write about sparrows on the ark. Well, I didn't have a clue what he was talking about. I went to him and I just said, Lord, I don't know. I don't know where to start on this. This is something that I need you to help me on. Well, when vacation started, I would get up early in the morning. I would come into my little study area, and I would sit down to write and start at my computer, open up my Bible, but nothing came to me. And I would pray, and I said, God, I really felt like you were showing me to write this, but nothing is coming. Well, the next day, you know, it would be the same routine. I would get up, I would come in here, I would try to write, but nothing came to me at all. So about Wednesday night, I went to church, and something happened during the service. It's not a normal occurrence for our church, but during the praise and worship time, the pastor stopped the praise and worship, and he said, if anybody is really having a struggle this week, would you like to just come down front and have prayer? And I knew that was for me immediately. So I got up, I went down front, and the pastor came around praying for the people that were around there. And so he prayed for me. And then the next morning I got up, I came into my study and was ready to write. And it just started coming to me. Different verses came, different rhymes. But I still did not have a name for the sparrow. So I was praying about that. I was like, Lord, how do I approach this? Do I speak through the sparrow? How am I going to present this? Well, as I was sitting here at my desk, my little dog, Gracie, was behind me, and she kind of nipped me on my arm to get my attention because she wanted me to pay attention to her rather than what I was doing. And I turned around and looked at her, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to name this sparrow Gracie. I'm going to give it her personality. So I ended up writing Sparrows on the Ark. And this is a little something that kind of addresses towards the insecurities. So let me share this with you. Sparrows on the Ark. The sparrows were nervous and all in a flutter. What is happening? They were asking one another. There is a man coming who wants to cut down our tree. He is building an ark for God, but how can this be? But there was one little sparrow who thought she was in charge. She was a little bitty thing, but in her mind, she was smart and large. Her name is Gracie, and she thought she knew everything. So she began to tell the others the information she had to bring. The sparrows gathered around her, and she lifted her head. She puffed out her chest, and this is what she said. God has seen that all of man has been bad, so he will destroy them all, and that will be sad. Then God found Noah and saw he was good. Noah obeyed God and did as he should. So God spoke to Noah and gave him something to do. Noah is going to build an ark, and this is really true. This ark will be huge. God said 3 stories high. It will carry all of the animals, and God cannot lie. The animals will come to the ark 2 by 2. All of them will come as God told them to do. And once the ark is built and they are all safe inside, the rain will fall. The rain will fall, but those inside will have a free ride. The sky will open and the rain will come down. Water will cover every mountain, valley, and town. And when the rain starts, it will last for 40 nights and days. I don't know how this will happen, but God has his ways. When Gracie finished telling them, she was quite proud. She had given them the news and had spoken very loud. What more can you tell us? The sparrows would soon ask. So Gracie flew up high on a limb, getting ready for the task. Once they are all in the ark, God will close the door. Others will want to come, but God said no more. For all of the animals, Noah has stored enough feed. God has told him how much and just what he would need. Then the sparrows begin to worry. They didn't know what to do. Were they important enough to get in? Only God knew. Would God allow the sparrows to get on the ark? They were plain and simple, not pretty like the meadowlark. They could sing, but nothing like a songbird. God would know this. Surely he has heard. Gracie reminded them, For two cents are not five sparrows sold, yet not one is forgotten by God. This is what we've been told. If God knows the number of hairs on every man's head, why should the sparrows have anything to dread? So Noah finished the ark, and the call went out. But Gracie and her friends knew what it was all about. They would ride on the ark, protected by God's love, for he sees a sparrow from heaven up above. So that rhyme kind of encourages me that even though that I feel insecure or inadequate on different things or situations that might have happened, that I am still a part of the body of Christ. I am an important part of the body of Christ. I am not necessarily a leader as far as teaching. I share what God has given me to write. And I do lead a women's Bible study at our church. I go to the Victory Life Church. The main church is in Durant, Oklahoma, and I go to the Sherman, Texas church. I lead the Bible study, and it's not necessarily a Bible study that I teach. I facilitate, that probably is the correct word, because we do Beth Moore, Priscilla Shire, Kay Arthur, and some other teachers, we do their Bible studies where we're watching the videos. But even though I'm not teaching in that aspect where we're watching the videos, it's a blessing to these women to be able to come there and have someone to lead them and us watch the videos, learn from that, and be able to share after that's over. And we have developed some great friendships through these Bible studies. We've grown closer to the Lord. And I know that going through a Bible study like that was something that really changed my life and changed my path with the Lord, getting a daily Bible reading, a daily prayer. And I wanted to be able to help other women do that also. And so I had to put aside my fear of speaking in front of a crowd, or even being in front of a crowd and leading these women, because I wanted them to experience that. And I did have one woman that came back to me, and she said that it really had changed her life as far as her walk with the Lord, because she was able to have some time with the Lord, find a way to be in the Bible and study in a subject rather than just trying to open the Bible and let it fall open each day and try and read, where she was learning what God was teaching her in a different area. And that was such a blessing to me, because it was the same thing for me, where I had tried to read on my own and, you know, just kind of opened the Bible and read whatever, wherever it opened up. But it just didn't have a lot of meaning as far as understanding or as for me being able to understand. So getting in a Bible study or even a devotional book, it really has changed my life, because I've done some of the devotional books. And if you don't even, maybe you don't have an opportunity to be a part of a women's Bible study like that, a lot of the like the Beth Moore or the Priscilla Shire and Kay Arthur, those Bible studies are even in books. They have published them into books where you can purchase the books and go through that and use that as well as your Bible to be able to get into the Word and get some understanding and just get yourself a quiet time with the Lord, because it makes all the difference in your office. So, Dr. Hunter, I think that that's all I have for this evening. If you want to open up the line to see if anyone wants to call in.
Okay, well, I'm opening up the line. I'm opening up. Anybody got a question that they want to ask our dear beloved sister? Lines open. Go ahead and ask a question to her. Amen. Well, I'm going to say this to you somehow, but I'll say this to you. Tonight was a great night. Now that machine that y'all had got a good name, Grace. Got a good name. I said, Grace. And that little dog you had, that dog was jealous.
Oh, yeah.
He's jealous. And sometimes in lifestyle, don't we have people that's jealous that just pick at you to make sure. But when you give them the attention you needed, you should get back. And I thank God for what God used you in your methodology to bring forth what God was using you to do. And I like it. You're always witnessing. And I say, God, give her the ability to write. One day, God's going to give you a great ability. Well, you can write right now. You can write. You're doing a great job. I'm listening to what you wrote. Now, I'm being upfront and honest. I'm like that old man, just like I'm down in the city. You can write poems. God has gifted you. And you went on and said, the birds got the blue sparrow, the one who thought he'd know everything.
Yeah.
I said, wow, listen to this, Lord. See, that is an attention getter. You got some people who you getting their attention. And you got 445 people on the line right now listening to you behind the scenes.
Wow, that's awesome.
That is, but that's how God will make it possible. And I'm saying to you, all you got to do is do what you're doing. Because somebody out there, Gail, needs some help. Somebody I need to know. Somebody needs to hear the word of God. And what God is doing, God is using you. Behind the scenes, everybody, like you said, everybody's not a great pastor. Everybody's not a great teacher, but every part of the body has a significant part of the body.
That's right.
And I said, go ahead.
Well, it took me a long time to get up the courage to even lead a group of women at my church. And even though the ladies they're all good friends of mine, and I've met more and more ladies through this, it was totally out of my comfort zone to stand up in front of a group. And I will tell you a story that happened to me several years ago. I had gone to a seminar.
Mm-hmm.
And this was just like a work seminar that I'd gone to, and I was sitting in about the middle of the room, and each person had to stand up and say their name and where they were from, and I could just watch the people going in front of me. They just stood up, said their name, where they were from, and sat back down, and it was just like watching dominoes lined up, falling one by one as it was coming closer and closer to me. And the time that it got to be my turn to stand up, I stood up, I told them my name, where I was from. I was so nervous that when I sat back down, I took my foot and kind of knocked over my purse so that it would spill, so that I would have to kind of bend over, put my head below my knees, and pick up everything off the floor because I thought I was going to pass out. I was so nervous just from standing up and saying my name and where I was from. You know, so that gives you a clue as to how nervous and insecure I was about being in front of a group. And so for me to turn around and be able to lead a group of women, and it's a small group, but to just lead a group of women in my church has been a major accomplishment that God has worked through me in the years and building up my confidence and encouraging me through the things that he's done. He is an awesome God.
Amen. He is an awesome. One of the things I will say to you is that you keep pressing in because God's going to press you out. The more you press in, the more God's going to press you out because somebody's listening. Somebody is listening because I know, I say this to you, I know one day people said, well, I wasn't a Republican, I wasn't a Democrat. I just want to see the president. So when George Bush came, the first George Bush came to Houston, I walked through the security and I just said, "Oh, let me talk to him." I shook the man's hand, and they said, "Who are you?" I said, "I'm Willie Hunter." Nervous when I saw them, when I saw what they were doing, I got nervous beyond recognition. But I got a chance to do what I promised I would do. I told the devil, I said, "You ain't nothing but an old coward." See, we can stand when we want to stand because God is there for you, Gail. And I want to encourage you. I will say this to you as I say to all the ones that come on here. We can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens us.
Okay.
We can do all things, not some, but all things. But it's a step, as you said, it's a step by step by step by step. And each step you make, and if you go to the book of Samuel, 2 Samuel, you're going to find where he said, "Lord, you have enlarged my steps." And God will enlarge your steps, Gail, so you can walk on the slippery place like a goat, and you want to walk up on the mountain. God wants to use you. You never know, one day you might get a phone call from the President of the United States and asking you to something you heard. See, because there's always listening. The right now we need to continue to be in prayer because we know what is going on. We see what's going on. We need to be at peace with God and all understanding. I say this to you. Gail, you keep writing. Write when you can't. Write when you don't want to. Write when you don't feel like it. Write. Just write.
Well, I thank you. It's really a joy to me, and it's kind of a way that I guess I have expressed myself and my relationship with the Lord and things that the Lord has brought to my attention. Even several years ago or a couple of years ago, my brother passed away, and you know, I sat down at my desk, and I was just heartbroken, and it just started coming to me in a rhyme, you know, where I just expressed my feelings and the pain that I was going through, and I was able to stand up at his funeral services and share that with the people there. And I know that God really gave me the grace to get through that because he was only 54. He died suddenly. And it was a very traumatic thing for me because he was just right older than me, less than 2 years older. And for him to just be gone one day, it was very, very traumatic. And so for the Lord to give me the ability to stand up in front of the crowd that came to his services mm-hmm. and to be able to share with them what I wrote, I really felt like the Lord was just with me all through that.
Amen. And you know one thing I'll say, Gail, I'm over. Faith is encouraging. Faith is moving you out. Faith has moved you to a point where every step you take, you're saying, "Lord, this is the right step." And the Lord says, "Yes." So I say to you, every time, because I like your attitude, the humility that you have, and I'm just listening to you. I said, "Lord, have mercy." I said, I want to be so humble until I just want to be humble before God. I want to be obedient before God. I want to be respectful of God most of all. But I will say this to you, Gail. Today, you have been a blessing to the body of Christ.
Thank you.
You have
been a blessing. It's been a blessing to me to be able to share the rhymes, you know, with people. And I know that some of them, like the operator error thing, may not make a lot of sense to other ones that didn't know the situation that we were going through or quite understand it. But it just, even though I went through that situation, it brought me back to focusing on the Lord rather than focusing on the things that were going wrong around me, because it's all about God anyway.
Amen.
And to focus back on Him, to let the stress get off of me and put it back at his feet. And that's what the rhyme, that's how it came out to me, is you know, it's all about him anyway. So I need to just let the stress go and let it be focused on him.
Amen. Well, you know one thing, Grace, I want to say this to you. As I was thinking, I was asking God, I said, God, we just need to continue. And Gail, I want to say to you, can you have a computer where you can get to, can you can hear what you said tonight?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to have my secretary to send you a copy of the direction that'll pull it down so you can pull it down and listen to it. The more you hear yourself, the more you feel comfortable, because you're speaking to the worldwide. You're just not talking to people in Houston. You're talking to people around the world. And there are some people that are listening to what you're saying. So I want to thank God once again for you for being on the radio program. Will you close out with a prayer?
Okay. Father God, I want to come before you and just say thank you, Lord, for what you've done in my life, for the gift that you've given me, for giving me the courage to go forth and share this with people, Lord. And I ask that these just be blessings to the people, Father, that you just are able to reach through them, through this simple rhyme, Lord, and just encourage them to get through whatever situations that they're going through and know that they need to just lay this at your feet, that, Father God, they are important. They are a part of the body of Christ, and they are important to you, Father God. So we just thank you for what you've done through us, Lord, and we thank you for all that you've allowed us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And
all right. Thank you very much for allowing me to be on your program tonight.
Well, praise God. It's your program now. Praise God. Until next time, remember, the Lord loves you and we love you. And I always have a saying, I love you. I love you. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. So until next time, God be with you. Amen.
All right. Well, amen. God be with you too. Goodbye, Dr.
Amen.
Hunter.
Amen. God bless you. To the glory of God, to all things are possible. Well, you know, tonight's the night is open, but I thank God for everybody that was on the line there with me. And I'm going to, I got 30 minutes to wait, but I'm just going to do this. I'm going to leave the line open. Anybody call in, got a statement they want to make, it just what? Anybody. Because as I was studying the Word of God, you know, sometimes God has a way of bringing things back to you, and it brings you, like I say, it bamboozles you. It brings you to a point where you can see what God's Word has to say. And as I was studying, because my brother-in-law is going on to be with the Lord, and they were asking me to have some words over his body. And I was asking God, I said, Lord, give me some understanding of what you want done. And as God began to download it to me, God began to bring to me some most important thing. He took me back to the point of looking at one man named Noah, Moses, and Abraham. Abraham, Moses, and Noah. These three men represented the eldest men who were in life. And so the more I take a notice, one thing I take about Moses, Moses went to God and said, Lord, what would you have me to do? And God told him what to do. Then I look at Noah. Noah got the blueprints from God in his mind, and God told him how to build. This thing was three stories high. Now, God had the tool, God had the wherewithal, and it was no scientist, was no teacher, was nothing but the man listening to God's instruction. God told him how to build it, how to build it, what to put on this deck, what to put on this deck. And God made it so plain and clear. So when God is in charge of your life, to anybody who's listening, God wants to use you. God wants to use you. How are you going to use you? You got to first come to his son, Jesus Christ. And you got to say to the Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come before you. I humble myself, ask that all of my sins be forgiven, and that my body be washed purification, and that my soul be set free, and that my mind be overall, and that I will just come to you, Lord, because you're the one. And guess what? It'll happen. It will happen because it's real. And see, now we live in a time where we're living in a time zone. We live in these different time zones around the earth. And every one of these zones, if I don't reach somebody, so in Iraq, it's about, it's 7 o'clock over here. It's about 9 o'clock over there in Iraq, right now, around the world. And so here we are in America. We got three different challenges. We got the Middle East. And I'm asking the believers to pray that God will give the president and both houses of Congress the wherewithal to obey God. Because one of the things that I will say in my movement, I know that God can hear, because we're supposed to pray for those who are in government and authority. Because, and see, one thing, as I was saying, as I was talking with the beloved today, what God has given, God ain't going to take it back. See, what God give you, God don't take it back. He don't do that. But the devil say, that's mine, you're going to give it to me. Ain't nothing. The devil's a liar. But I want to take you to a scripture that bless me. I'd like to take you to the 23rd number of Luke. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as I begin to read this scripture, and it says these words. Verse 39, that's in Luke 24 chapter, verse 39. And I'd like you to go there and come with me and go read with me. Because I want to take what God has blessed me with. I've been knowing it, but sometimes it's like to go back and I like to get cold food, make it hot. He says here, and one of the malefactors which were hanged right on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. And I will say this to you. When you see this here, well, here you are dying, and you're going to run against the Savior. Now, if you say you Christ, Jesus said, they say I am. He said, you said I am. See, and what is happening, the world has to come to an understanding and know that God, beloved Son, God so loved this world, he gave his only Son. As we come into the knowledge of what God is doing for us and through us and by us, it is us can do what God has called us to do. And as I say this to you, I want to say you the King of Kings is what I want to say right quick. Let me show you something. But the other answering rebuked him. Now they both hanging on the cross in between Jesus saying, doest thou not fear God? Well, at least he has some fear in his heart. Seeing that thou art in the same condemnation. He didn't know that the Son of God, Lord have mercy, the Son of God was hanging from Calvary. He was a man on the right, one on the left. And one said, can't you see we're in the same condemnation? In other words, the man said, we're going to die just like him. But one had some sense. Here's what the one said. And we indeed justify, for we receive the reward of deeds, of our deeds. But this man has done nothing amiss. The man on the one side said, this man hasn't done anything wrong. Why you gonna still, hey, while he's on the cross, see, the devil followed him all the way to the Calvary, my God Almighty. And say, well, if you being the Son of God, why don't you come on down and do it? That's the devil's a liar. But God, in his still, kind, loving voice, want us to continue to sin. Because, and I say this in verse 42, it says, and he said unto Jesus, Lord, now the man got some good sense. He said, Lord, he got some common sense. He said, Lord, he's humbled himself. He said, Lord, he submitted himself. He said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. My God, my God. The man must have heard about the teaching. He done heard about the teaching. So he coming into the teaching aspect. He's hearing what God has said. Remember in the 22nd chapter of Luke, when the question was asked, and it was first said, he said these words. He said, Jesus said in 22, I'll find it for you in a few minutes. He said, wait a minute. He just said, my Father gave you a kingdom. I am going to give you a kingdom. He said, wow. You mean it's that good? Yes, it is. It's that good. And you know what happened? I thank God. And you know what God did? God raised up the man and said these words in the book as I was reading. But this man, and he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom. Now, when you remember me, when you come into your kingdom, see, as I said earlier, the man have heard the teaching of Jesus about giving a kingdom to those that the Father gave him, he's going to give a kingdom. So the man, even though he's trying to set the other man, leave him alone. And he was saying, when you get into your kingdom, remember me. And you know what? I would love to say to those who are listening out there. These are the words that I would say as I heard. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, this day shall thou be with me in paradise. This day, the very same day. Now let me take you back in some doctrine and some theology and some doctrine of the doctorate. Let me show you something. They once called it the place, they called it the bosom of Abraham. You remember that song they used to sing about being in the bosom of Abraham, Well, God, it was in the bosom of Abraham. But what God had brought, he brought it to the point where it was Jesus Christ. If you go back and you read when Jesus was resurrected, that those men were there, and they said, where have y'all taken my Lord? They said, we're standing at the gate, and one thing happened. God didn't make a move. It's one standing, one at the head and one at the foot. And that is a representation of the archangel. And they were taking the, hallelujah, they were taking the blood of Jesus was being transferred back to heaven. And Jesus, they said, and the lady Mary said, what have you done with my Lord? Just as he said, he is risen. He is not here. In other words, come and see. And she come in there, she couldn't see nothing. So she broke out telling the brethren. But I want to just finish this up. And with about the 6th hour, here's what happened. When it was the 6th hour, he yelled, Eli lama sabachthani. Eli, Eli lama sabachthani. Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do. And I want to say this to those who are listening tonight, as I put on another one of the programs I have. I want to tell you, tonight's a night that God is an awesome God. And you know what? He still loves us. And ain't nothing we can do about it. I learned that from an old man. He said, I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. So, I love you, but I'm going to keep you on the line with me because I know God has something to do. Somebody tonight needs to get a healing. Somebody needs to understand. Somebody needs to walk with God. Somebody needs to walk with God. The more you're going to walk with God, the more you're going to see God. The more you're going to obey God, the more you're going to hear God. So the next 50 minutes, hear this out, please. Be blessed and hear this.
D63H03, Healing Scripture.
I'm reading. reading from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, 21, and 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. In the margin of my King James translation, it reads, my words are medicine to all their flesh. So God's word is medicine to all our flesh. So therefore, I just want to read from the word of God and give you God's medicine. First of all, from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Healing is God's will. There is no sickness in heaven, the Bible said, so it's God's will that there be no sickness on earth. Then 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Then again, 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 14th and 15th verses. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12 and 13. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. And then Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Romans 8, 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? James 1, 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Romans 8, 31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Malachi 3, 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Isaiah 41, 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. Exodus 15:26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none or permit none of these diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33:6. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure thee, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the seed of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Leviticus 26, chapter, the 3rd verse, and then the 9th verse. If ye walk in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them, I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Isaiah 58, 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Genesis 20:17. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 20. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 5. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I've heard thy prayer. I've seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? 2 Chronicles 6:14. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Psalm 145:8-9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Job 37:23. Touching the Almighty, he is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Psalm 67:2. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Psalm 105:37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Psalm 103:3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 147:3. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 30:2. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Psalm 41:3. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Psalm 42:11. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Matthew 7:11. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Then Isaiah shows us that healing is in the plan of redemption. Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Or the margin reads, surely he has borne our pains and carried our sicknesses. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Galatians 3:13-14, and then verse 29. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Then Colossians 1:12-14, and then chapter 2:10-15. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet, or able, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Hebrews 9:12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Ephesians 5:30. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hosea chapter 13, verse 14. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. In Exodus, the 20th chapter and the 12th verse, we read, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Deuteronomy 5:33, ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Deuteronomy 11:21, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 28. And he, David, died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. Job 5, 26. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Psalm 90, 10. The days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years. The 91st Psalm, verses 10 through 16. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For a length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 11. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Ecclesiastes 7:17. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 22. Thou shalt not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine own shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And so you see, God has promised us long life, and he wants us to have long life. Now then, let's look at some scriptures concerning the earth walk of Jesus and his ministry. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Matthew the 8th chapter, the 2nd and 3rd verse. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10, and then verse 13. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and cometh, and to my servants, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by.
Amen. You're on the air. You're on there.
Okay. This is Tracy.
Pearls of power. Amen.
Amen. Tuning in to Pearls of Power.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you well. Hello. Yes, I hear you well.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Yes, I can hear you well. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me on the line?
Yes, sir. Hello? 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 Dr. Hunter? Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
I can hear you. Hello.
Hello.
I'm here, Doctor. I'm here. Do you have me on mute?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hmm.
Hello.
Can you hear me? I'm trying. Can you hear me, prophetess? Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello, yes. I can hear you.
Well, I got the thing going. I don't know what's going on with it. It's still on.
Hello? 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 Dr. Hunter?
I know I see Hello? You. Go ahead and start speaking.
Okay. Okay. Well, today I'm speaking. Again, my name is Tracy Harding, and thank you for tuning into Pearls of Power. I just wanted to talk with you this evening and to encourage you and to let you know that that the promises that God has made to you are yes and amen. And that sometimes you may meet a...
Mic test, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm talking. You can't hear me at all?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hello? I can hear you fine. Can you, I guess you can't hear me.
God
I'm
bless.
Trying to put
Tracy.
You on the air. I see
Tracy,
it.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Finished. Press the pound. Okay, I can hear you as well. And I just informed Dr. Hunter that I can hear you. So if you want to go ahead and keep ministering, that's fine.
Okay.
This is already dark to the show. Only one host is allowed per show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Dr. Hunter? Okay. So, the promises of God are yes and amen, meaning what God has promised to you, he wants to give it to you. It's yes. The answer is yes. You don't have to worry or be concerned if God wants to bless you. Because the answer is yes, it already is. Know that God, Dr. Hunter.
Yes, Dr. Hunter.
Okay.
I can hear you.
I can't hear y'all. So I'm gonna try something else. Hang up, and I'm gonna do it another way. So call back, okay? Give me 2 minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Dr. Hunter, can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.